Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even one of the Rich Rod games was not a 20-point spread.
Yeah.
Which, when you really think about it, I mean, what a mismatch, right? So those were really down Michigan teams.
I went to that one. I think I went to Rich Rod's last. Did I go to Rich Rod's last? No, that was like 08. Because I remember we sat in the corner of the bowl and lower bowl, great tickets. My buddy, who was a Michigan fan, his aunt went to Ohio State. We got tickets. Long story. I should tell that on the podcast someday. I told you probably already. And it was cold that morning. We went to AC/DC the next day, or the day before. Loudest concert I've been to. And then they won 42-7.
Yeah, I mean, they were 42-7. They were 3-9 in 08, Michigan, in 09, 5-7, and then 7-6. Oof. So,
Just wrong offense.
Yeah.
Fixed a culture that didn't need to be fixed, really, if you think about it.
So, to think about the spread being what it is for this game, and it's a home game, and Ohio State's lost 3 in a row, so they've been gearing up for this. Will Howard, I think really, in a strange way, it's been Will Howard that I think is like taken some of the pressure away. He's performed so well, and I feel like he is, over the course of a year, you know, I thought he played well in that Oregon game. Everybody was like, what an idiot, sliding at the end of the game. They had the better quarterback. I actually thought Will Howard played pretty well in that game, and since then has only continued to
really well
give me more confidence. Yeah. And then just some of the ways that he approached the game this week, it sounded better. It just did. I don't know how to describe it. It sounds like the team is in good hands.
He's done a lot to, you know, a lot of these guys. I think it was a major concern for a lot of people in this era, really even since the Urban era, when you, like, Tressel put a rope around the state of Ohio, which, by the way, he joined us yesterday, the Senator Jim Tressel. You can listen to that interview, 92.3thefan.com. It was incredible yesterday, which I was getting MVR references from people on Twitter, like, oh, yeah, I've had the Tressel tortellini. Fabulous, fabulous dish. But he was he put the rope around Ohio, and it really became like a home thing. But, like, hey, Santonio Holmes is from Boca Raton. Like, there were guys that he got that were from other parts of the country.
Frenzel is from Michigan.
Yeah, and he started to go to Florida. He would bring in kids from Texas. And then Urban was transcontinental, it seemed, and he'd get them from anywhere. Yeah. And I think that one of the concerns for people was, will they take this rivalry seriously? Because when you're Michigan and you've lost, what do they lose in a row? How many did they lose in a row at its most? Seven? Was it seven straight years? The longest they went during this entire last 20-year period where, you know, it's been more Ohio State than Michigan. It was like, hey, man, that's baked in. Like to fight against Ohio State is baked in. These guys, I mean, they're like some of the freshmen, true freshmen or redshirt freshmen that you're playing with. Ohio State hasn't lost a game in this series since they were in fifth grade. Like, it's a ways. And I think I wondered how seriously, and I think a lot of people did, how seriously are they taking it? I think Will Howard's done a lot this year to prove that he takes this thing. He buys in. He studied the history. He buys into what it means to be a Buckeye and buys into what it means to be the Ohio State quarterback in this series.
Yeah, they had a 7-game win streak from 04 to 2010.
Yeah.
And then from 2012 to 2019, it was 8.
8? God in heaven.
So Michigan had won one game, the 2011 game. That was
a first down easy by JT Barrett, by the way. I still don't understand what Jim Harbaugh was talking about. I swear to God, not trolling.
They had some close games, obviously, here and there. But part of it was, I didn't even really think that it was the fact that they got the rivalry with the Urban teams. They're just so much better. They just had so much more talent. They're just so much better.
Well,
And then they didn't screw it up. They didn't screw it up like the Cooper teams.
I think he was so obsessive about the rivalry. I think that they were so good, I don't know if they had to get it. And Michigan at certain time, I mean, at the end of Brady Hoke, they were just so down. And like when they lost to, gosh, when they lost to Minnesota that last year, it was like, okay, what are we doing here? And then it just seemed to be that they were so down, they didn't really have confidence in a lot of things. And that I mean, you go back to that App State loss, it seemed to cast this shadow over over their program for 20 years, and they finally got out from under it. But I think that the concern, I don't think that it's a concern of seriousness anymore. I mean, when I heard, I got to tell you, I've given Ryan Day a lot of hell over the last few years. Can we play this again? We played this for Jim Trussell yesterday. I think he was a little bit surprised to hear some of these comments. This is Ryan Day about losing to Michigan. Go ahead. I mean, he mentions his father. Audio courtesy of 10TV. I've given Ryan Day a hard time for losing these games and, you know, the whole jumping around before the game last year and stuff like that. That is a strong statement to make.
Yes, father.
I see him a little differently since I've heard those comments.
I have a lot of thoughts because, you know, for those that don't know, his father tragically took his own life when Ryan Day was 8 years old. So for him to just kind of casually bring that up in a conversation about football, it tells you that this has been eating at him. I remember one of the national college football guys, I don't know if it was Joel Klatt. No, you know what? It was Dan Wetzel. Dan Wetzel on his podcast about a month ago said, just seems like Ryan Day is so on edge. Anytime he sees Ohio State, should be a lot happier than he is. He just seems on edge. And Wetzel did not think he was really on the hot seat. So, you know, there's that big debate on whether he's the hot seat. Like, I could tell you today that I think if he doesn't beat Michigan this year, he's going to lose his job because probably means they can't win the national championship if they lose. And now it's a 4-straight loss, and it's been now how many years since you've been able to beat them? You know, it's going to be over 2,000 days. You know what I mean? Like, you start adding it all up, I think they'll be looking to move in another direction. But there are other people that do not think his job is on the line whatsoever. And they just look at the win-loss record. They look at the talent. They look at the coaching staff. And they're like, no.
If he loses this one on Saturday, like, I can feel for him all I want, but his job must be examined.
Well, the funny thing is, they're still, I asked you guys before the show, I'm like, Ohio State's making the playoff.
Yeah.
If they lose to Michigan, right?
Yeah.
They're second ranked in the country, and they're the five seed in the playoffs.
It'd be a two-loss team.
I mean, they'd be a two-loss team. Indiana and Penn State in there, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Top five wins.
Yeah. Indiana stayed in. So, yeah. They'd still be in. It would just be such
So that's part of it, too. You asked me about
such an appalling loss.
You asked me how nervous I was. So it's A, I don't think they're going to lose. B, it's 20-point dogs, all that stuff. C, they're going to make the playoffs. Like, this is not life or death. They will make the playoffs. It'll be life or death to a lot of Buckeye fans like me about losing to Michigan again. But then they're still going to be playing football. They're not going to be in the Big Ten Championship. But they're still going to the playoff.
It was, I just think about how I would be sitting there. Like, they're a 21-point favorite. Is it up to 21 now or is it still at 20? I'm sorry. They're a 20-point favorite for some books. I just think about myself sitting there in disbelief if something like that were to happen, like with Michigan. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is going on right now. Like, even I, who has separated myself as much as I could emotionally, I think there's still a tinge in there somewhere. But I've separated myself as much as I could emotionally from this, from Ohio State and from the rivalry and everything. I think I'd be sitting there going, my God, when? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Like, what's going on here? And I don't think that you could. I know that you've had it out with one of the guys in the afternoon. I no offense to Peterlin, I don't know where he stands on Ryan Day yet. I just haven't heard his opinion on it yet. Not that he hasn't said. I mean, God, they're on 5 hours a day. But I know that you've had it out with Nick about Ryan Day's job security if he were to lose to Michigan. Guys, it's not John Cooper anymore. It's not the 90s anymore. You're playing for so many high stakes. The stakes are so much higher. You're not paying. Yeah, I'm sure there was something under the table that was impermissible at that time. I mean, it's college football in the 90s, but
it was Ohio State.
Yeah, and but we're talking about it being out in the open about upwards of $20 million being spent on your roster. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money you're paying to beat Michigan. If you don't beat Michigan, they don't pay for you to beat Indiana. They don't pay for you to beat the other ones. They pay for you to beat Michigan. That's what they're, because they assume that's part of the job. You just beat the other ones. You're paid to beat Michigan. Well, the players are as well.
You certainly can't lose four straight.
No.
You have the better quarterback. You're at home. I will say this. One thing to watch, because I've kind of gone around, reached out to people that understand talent evaluation, everything. I'm like, tell me about the defensive line matchup versus Ohio State's offensive line. They're like, well, Michigan can create havoc here. Like a buddy of mine who's been doing this a long time and follows the scouting, he's like, this matchup will be tough for Ohio State's offensive line. I know you look at the records and you're like, how could Michigan have an advantage? That is where they would have an advantage. And Ohio State couldn't run the football in the first half against Indiana. So if they can't run the football in this game, you know, Will Howard has been excellent for the Buckeyes, pretty much coast to coast, year round, end-to-end. But he hasn't had a lot of third and tens.
Yeah.
With a legitimate pass rush coming after him. Has had a lot of those this year.
But, you know, Michigan has had also a lot of third and ten.
Well, Michigan can't. Their offense has just been a disaster all the way around. You know Michigan's going to pull out all the stops, right? Yeah. Like, they're going to seem like an FCS team playing in terms of their offense.
You know what they say, Tone? When it comes to these two teams, you throw the records out the window.
Which I'm not. I'm not in this case. I know that that's why people bring up those seasons in the 90s.
What? In this case, bring their records back inside.
Yeah, I actually think Ohio State is so much better than them. But just in that one area, like if Michigan can get to Will Howard, force turnovers, they can make this very, very, very anxious moments in that building, especially for that coach, because you heard that coach. He is like walking on eggshells about this stuff. And yeah, he'll look loose before the game when they do that weird thing where they're throwing him around in the circle. They've been doing that. They did it last week before Indiana. He gets all fired up. But I think he's a little tight, and I think he will coach tight if this is a close game.
He is ratcheting. He is ratcheting the entire way through. He's been on edge. I think he's been on edge for a year. I don't know what he's going to do. I think they're going to win on Saturday. I think they're going to beat Michigan. That's not really hanging them over the fence or anything. I do think it'll be – I think that Michigan will cover it. I don't think that it's going to be outside of 20. I think if he gets a chance to pour it on, he's going to pour it on. I'll tell you that right now. But I think it'll probably be within the 20 points. I don't know what he's going to do. He needs to – I hope he has a plan on how he's going to come off that 50,000-foot cliff on Saturday after they beat Michigan, just for his own sanity. Because this is cool. Because he's going to have a game next week. He's going to have a game against Oregon next week.
Yeah.
So it's like
pretty damn big one.
I hope he has a plan on Saturday night and enjoy Saturday night and move forward. You got to give yourself something. It's been 3 years. Because when I heard that statement, I go, ooh, geez.
Hey, but he understands this is tough. The question is he almost succumbing to the pressure of this game too much? And we can't answer that until we see the game.
Yes.
Right? But we'll know. We'll know if it's all of a sudden Ryan Day's punting on 4th-and-1 at Michigan's 47-yard line.
I was so disappointed last year when he was doing that. Damn it, was I disappointed
especially
when he was doing that last year.
Especially because you talked the talk all year.
That's what
And you ran right back inside your shell for the biggest game of the year. In a game, and I should give Michigan credit. Michigan was better than I thought they were. I still think Ohio State had more talent. And Ohio State was as close to anybody. Kyle McCord, they were as close to anybody. Remember, they had a drive at the end of the game. They were much closer than Washington, right? They're
yeah.
much closer than Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, Ohio State was the one team that could beat them, but Ryan Day couldn't get it done.
Coming up in a little bit, 9 o'clock, Doug LeMaurice, Kings of the North on YouTube. He's going to join us on the show. You've known Doug for a long time. You've heard Doug for a long time. Doug's going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about Will Howard, his leadership of the Buckeyes. We'll talk about this game with Ohio State taking on Michigan on Saturday and what Urban Meyer calls the greatest rivalry in sport. Hard to argue that. Coming up next, speaking of college football, pretty proud alum this morning. It's about last night, next on the fan.